I clenched my jaw as hard as I could. It wasn't much of a stretch to keep pretending to be angry, but I tried to go all method actor on them. Eat your heart out, Sir Ian. I jerked the sword a couple of inches from its sheath. I'm warning you, I said, trying to get a good look around. Let the girl go before this gets ugly. I must have been doing a pretty good job with the acting. Michael's voice, high-pitched with alarm, came from behind me. Harry, he said urgently. Wait. I took two steps forward, ignoring Michael, and drew the sword from its sheath. Fidelacius was a classic chisel-tipped katana, encased in what looked like an old wooden walking cane. I'd kept the blade clean and oiled while it was in my care. It came free of its casing without a sound and gleamed coldly in the violet light of the fire. I brought the sword, I told Nicodemus, throwing some taunt into my tone. See? You wanted this, right? In exchange for the girl? His eyes narrowed as he stared at the blade, and I noticed, for the first time, that he wore a sword of his own at his hip, as did Tessa, for that matter. Super. I made a mental note not to try fencing any of them. I'm tall and quick, and I've got a lunge that can hit from halfway across the county. But when it comes to deadly swordplay, I'm a piker compared to the serious swordsman, like Michael. And Michael considered himself barely more than a mild challenge to Nicodemus. What on earth makes you think he's going to go through with the deal, wizard? Tessa asked me, her voice a purr. Now that you're here, the sword is here, the coins are here. Maybe it escaped your notice, bitch, I snarled. But the sword is here, and the other two are as well. Maybe you want to think twice before making a fight of it. Thornhead Namshiel let out a croaking laugh. You think six of us fear facing two knights? I think there's about five and a half of you, Stumpy, I shot back, taking another step toward them. I could see a little more of the tower's interior from there. And for all you know, you're facing three knights. Nicodemus smiled, showing teeth. And for all Michael and Sonya know, Dresden, the two of them are facing seven denarians, not six. You did lead them here, after all. Harry, Michael said again, his tone tense. Shut up! I half screamed at Nicodemus, taking several steps closer, almost. Magog let out a snorting rumble and shuffled a yard closer to me, scraping at the ground with his feet and knuckles, shaking his shaggy horned head threateningly.